We're in Simen Tof Nun Beis, the halachas of how to kasher kelim. We're up to Siv Dalid, and we will be completing the Simen. Siv Dalid im Magil Bitzvat, if you are using a pair of pliers to hold a keli that you're doing hagala on, yigalgel hakeli, you have to make sure to move around, to rotate the keli, the ilav ken, because if you don't do that, the makom hatzvat in the place of the pliers, lo solik dekula demaya, the water will not get in there. So that's why you're better off using some kind of basket or a net to kasher in and just you submerge it in the water and move it around a drop. And that way we say that there'll be no part of it that will not get hagala. Sifhei. Ein magilin b'chami tveria. You're supposed to use water that it was heated up by the fire and not hot water from natural springs. Afilu kelim shedinam kikli sheni. Even kelim that are considered a klisheni that one is being doing hagala on, mipnei sheina told us or because that is not heat that comes from fire, ukubolo kach polto, and hagala works that the same way it absorbed, so too it gives off. Ma bolo ay, they told us or since when you cook you don't use chamei tveria, you don't use spring water, what you're using hot spring water, you're using water that was heated on the fire. Af poltoi, they told us it were. So too, when you kasher it, it should be from water that was heated by fire. Hagah says the Rama, miyuim nishtamish bo rak b'mei tveria magilo bahem. If there's something that you never cooked in on the fire, you only used mei tveria, we would say kavalo kach polto, and that would be good enough. Vein magilin b'shum mashke rak b'mayim. Now, one of the shittas that we had and how hagala works to extract flavor without having it go back into the keli is that it's a special property that water has. Therefore, you should be machmir and use water alone and not some other liquid to do hagala in. Miyu b'di'eved mahani hagala b'chol mashke, that's all lechatchila, but b'di'eved, you can do hagala in anything. Imagil harbe, and water with soap you shouldn't even use because that's not pure water. It said here that b'di'eved it's good. The Mishnah Berurah brings a prima godim that if it's not yet Pesach, then you should go and kasher it again. Imagil harbe kelim biyora. What happens if you're kashering a large number of kelim in one big vat? Achim yerov pleitas a kelim, until after all the different absorbed particles in the keli come out, nasu amayim kitsir. It's as if the water looks like gravy. You know, when you cook, if you make a soup out of chicken bones or of meat bones, we know that flavor that is given off by a substance can make a good soup. So if you kasher a large amount of kalim, and they did absorb a lot of it, they did absorb a lot of iser, you can get yourself something of a soup in the water there. Ein lahagel od bosan amayim. If the water does become something of a broth, then you cannot use that water for kashering again. And this is even b'di'eved, and the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that it could be even if all the kalim were einam b'nei yoma. Sivav, kli gadol sheni yochel lachniso toch kli acher machmas gadol. You have an enormous pot and you want to kasher it, and this will not fit into another one. So during the year, it says that what you do is you fill it up with water, and you under the rim of the keli on the outside of it, you make a border out of dough, and this way, as it boils, you allow the water to spill over, so the rim itself is going to get kashered. Now, obviously, when you're kashering for pesos, you can't use dough. So what do you do? Osis savalapiv petit. Instead, what you use is mortar, some kind of cement, kadeshi ismale hetev, so that it'll fill up completely. Viagiu amayim besvaso, so that the water will actually be able to kasher the rim of the keli. Umarticho, umalo mayim artichho, and you allow it to boil over. Oh, or else if you're not making this lip out of tit. So what do you do? Yikach even rosachas olapit eish. So what you do is you take a boiling hot stone or actually a flame. V'yashlichenu l'tocho ba'odor roseach. You throw it in there while it's boiling. Umitoch kach yartichu amayim yosir v'yalu al svaso. And this way they'll go over the rim of the keli. Because the problem is that when you cook often things do overflow. And we're afraid that the rim of the keli needs kashering. And the rim will not be kashered simply by filling up the pot with water. So what you need is either to allow the pot to be filled with water over the rim by way of making another lip, or the other way to do it is to throw something boiling, a boiling hot stone, or even a boiling hot piece of metal, say a red hot nail, and throw it in. And this way the water is going to boil over and the rim will get kosher too. Why does it have to be an Evan Melu? Why can't you just throw any stone in there? Because if the stone itself is not boiling hot, then it will not it'll cool off the water, and the water will not do hagala. In the case of a keli that is usually stuck into another one, say a small pot that you usually put into a big pot and you use it as something of a ladle, there you've got a kasher the outside of it also. It's only a pot that you don't really use the outside, that you don't have to kasher the outside with the exception of the rim itself. A keli that is very narrow or narrow on top, we say that you cannot do hagala on. There's just no way of extracting the flavor from it. Another thing we do is we immediately after hagala rinse the keli with cold water, so that we say that by cooling it off, it will not be able to reabsorb any of the flavor of the chametz that was extracted. This is all lechatchila, b'di'evid, it's all right. B'di'evid, we would not worry about it. We said all the other explanations of why it doesn't reabsorb the chametz that was extracted.